That presents an issue for the U.S., which helped train and arm the YPG to fight ISIS, an operation that it says is their sole mission inside Syria. Yet the Pentagon says it will keep troops on the ground despite ISIS being pushed to a sliver of land along the Iraqi border. The prospect of direct clashes between the U.S. and Turkey, two NATO allies, now looks worryingly real. Amid all this, Assad and his allies are attempting to obliterate the rebel holdouts of eastern Ghouta and Idlib. The UN said on February 6 that Syria is facing some of the worst fighting of the entire conflict, with reports of hundreds of civilian deaths. Its proposals for de-escalation zones have gone nowhere. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be in the region until February 16th to discuss issues including the conflict in Syria. But the U.S. is not the country best positioned to pull Syria back from its various fronts. That would be Russia, the sole party that has open communications with every player involved. The prospect of losing its foothold in the Middle East and the reality of Russian citizens colliding with U.S.-backed forces on the battlefield may prompt Vladimir Putin to try to rein in the situation. But at this point, it may be beyond even his means to draw out the disease.